The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
They're performing tonight? Are they performing tonight somewhere?
I think Al Gattulo just saw him.
Hey! Well, we'll get a whole breakdown of them. Thank you. ELO, there you go. Hey, we're getting far too modern now. Now, what is this, 1980 or something? Come on, you can't push it like that. That's way too hip.
It's the new stuff.
The new music these kids listen to nowadays. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Good morning. Happy Friday. 7:06 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us. We love having you with us on AM970TheAnswer.com, all around the world, on the radio and streaming. Hey, so it's a big Friday. We got a great show for you. I want to first of all address this drone situation in the Strait of Hormuz. So Iran has this drone, and it comes close to one of our Navy ships, a Boxer kind of ship, and not kind of ship. It's a Boxer, they call it, not a brief. They call it a Boxer. And then we take it down. We take it down. So the president announced it. He was doing an event yesterday in that room where they do all the events. What is the name of that room, Frankie? Do you think it's that whole room?
I don't know.
It's the room where they nominate the Supreme Court judges and do all that sort of thing. It's in that room there. And the president said we shot it down. Then Iran comes back. The last report I saw saying that was your own drone that you shot down. And it's like they're like little kids. There's no way we're going to shoot down our own drone. And what is the next move? Where do we go from here? Because this, you're going to hear about the gossip, and I'll get into it, trust me. You're going to hear about the gossip of send her back, the chant send her back. They keep calling the president's tweets racist. They cannot get off of that. Oh, my Lord. And by the way, the president is a marionette, the way he plays the press. And they go hook, line, and sinker. So you're going to see all of that. In the meantime, are we, you think, Frankie Five Bros, going to a war with Iran? Because how do we deal with this when they start coming after us?
Well, look, so you had to expect some sort of response when the sanctions were implemented and then when the Iranian tankers were seized. But at the end of the day, Donald Trump has very good instincts and he understands the folly of getting involved in all these Middle Eastern civil wars. He said repeatedly, great nations do not fight endless wars. And there's a reason, if you look, since 2001, we've been in Afghanistan for 18 years. We were in Iraq for about 12 years. And since 2011, we toppled the government of Libya or helped topple the government of Libya. There's a reason why in that time, China, who has not gotten involved in any of these Arab civil wars, has been ascendant and America has been descendant. So Donald Trump understands that better than anybody. So I think he's going to do whatever it takes in order to avoid an armed conflict with Iran. Did not work out so well in Iraq, did not work out so well in Libya, did not work out so well in Afghanistan. So we'll see what happens here, because if you look at what's happening in Yemen, which is basically a proxy war between Saudi Arabia and Iran, this is essentially becoming a quagmire for Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
It is, right?
This is becoming Saudi Arabia's Vietnam. So we'll see what happens. Now, the U.S. is sending 500 more troops to Saudi Arabia. The U.S. and Iran are both each demanding release of their oil tankers. The president is saying, we shot down this drone. And the foreign minister who was educated in America, the Iranian foreign minister, Zarif, who lived here for 20 years and was educated here, he's offering more intrusive inspections if the U.S. gives some sanctions relief. So maybe that's a first step in a negotiation. They get a little sanctions relief so they're not being choked economically as much as they are now, and we get more intrusive inspections. So we'll see. But I think it's going to be an interesting situation to see how this all works out over the next week or two.
I appreciate the president's patience on this. I don't know. You know, sometimes I really think, you know, I would always say, yeah, flatten it, flatten them, you know, just mother of all bombs. But he's using a restraint. And I think that's appreciated. And I think that's a smart thing to do.
Look, Iran is three times the size of Iraq. Now, picture the difficulty that we had in Iraq and multiply that by three. And then you have some vague idea of where we would go. Now, it's actually much worse because Iran is, you know, they're in a battle with Saudi Arabia for Sunni versus Shia hegemony in the Middle East. So now you could easily see a situation where if Iran is attacked, they could help topple the government of Bahrain. Now, then you have a situation where we're fighting a war in Yemen, in Bahrain, and in Iran. And look, we can't fight wars in every Middle Eastern country. It just we don't have the resources or the money or the desire to send American troops to these places. So I think, you know, people should really tread lightly. And I think the president understands that, which is why he was golfing with Rand Paul the other day, and which is why he seems at least open to making Rand Paul, who's a big believer in peace with Iran, the special envoy to Iran.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, and so Rand Paul goes after Jon Stewart on Neil Cavuto's show yesterday. It was great television. Jon Stewart, of course, doing a great job sticking up, and rightly so, and so much appreciated. You know, because I thought Jon was like a progressive left, you know, very left guy, but he stepped up and did the right thing for the victims' compensation fund. By the way, it's Peter King, Congressman King, who was then, and Lee Zeldin. Lee, by the way, Congressman Zeldin will be on in the 9 o'clock hour. And, you know, Carolyn Maloney, and there's some great New Yorkers that are sticking up for this.
Really, the whole delegation has been pretty united.
I got to tell you, I don't know why they just don't blindly go ahead and support this. But then Rand Paul has a little glitch in there, and he explained it pretty good on Neil Cavuto's show. But still, and Neil kept asking him, why don't you just say yes and then fix it later? Just say yes. Do you know how tough this is on the families who can't afford this and who are dying every day? We lost two more, and Rand Paul kept. I said no. It's just a procedure, and it seemed a little petty, but he did explain it. And the way I understood it, there's a vote Tuesday. Correct me if I'm wrong on this Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Congressman Mike Lee procedure. And then a senator, Mike Lee, and then once it goes through, it's going to the victim's compensation.
Well, the
fund.
President's already indicated that he's going to sign it. So
yeah, so
I'm
it's
sure
done.
That,
it's sure a done deal.
Well, it's not done. We thought last week it was done. And, you know, so we see the 200th member of the FDNY dying of September 11th related illnesses. So hopefully, you know, it will finally.
And you just showed me a video of a reporter from New York Point chasing Rand Paul.
Yeah, I don't understand why politicians do this. So the easy thing if you're a politician
stop and talk.
Is just stop and answer the questions the guy's answering. But instead, Rand Paul is in
great.
This two-minute low-speed chase
going
around
down
the Capitol.
Going downstairs.
And he's explaining why he's not going to answer the questions. So he's
watch
explaining,
Fox News, he
yeah,
said.
No,
watch Fox
yeah,
News.
And then he says, call my office. And he says, well, we did. You didn't respond. So I don't understand why you just don't sit there and take 40 seconds and explain your position instead of explaining why you're not going to answer the question.
Your point, Frankie Five Barrows, did you see the video of some, and I wish, I should know the name of the reporters that do this. They went after the squad. They went after Ilhan Omar and AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Presley. And they started asking them about Antifa. Do you back Antifa? Because now Antifa is now, as you know, they had to kill a guy from Antifa because they're starting to attack government facilities now. And this every one of those gals just never said a thing. To your point, what about Antifa? Do you support Antifa? What about why you can't just say no? It's anti-American. Which shows they support Antifa. They supported Antifa like this. So your point is well taken. Stop, talk, tell us about it.
Exactly.
Like that. But what really incensed me and what gets me upset is that when Gayle King is talking to Omar. You don't regret anything. She's an absolute anti. What she has spewed, the hate she has spewed. Go back to that. This is Joe talking, nobody else. You go back to why this whole send her back chant starts at all. why all of this problem starts at all, why the quote-unquote racist tweets from the president start at all. Don't look at the president. Don't look at the people in the crowd. Look at Ilhan Omar and what she is saying. Dissect what she is saying. It's so anti-Semitic, and she's getting away with it. And Tlaib, they hate the Jewish community. They hate America. They hate everything that we stand for. AOC said we have concentration camps at the border. Hey, AOC, go to the when you want to walk with me downtown and right down here where the station is in New York with all the homeless, where Gerald Nadler is obsessed, or he's put up. Gerald Nadler's heart does not seem in this thing at all, by the way. I got to tell you. And I know that's just the way his personality is.
In the Mueller thing?
Yeah, yeah. He just looks like, oh, I got to do this. I'm gonna...
I think that's
Jerry, I'll give you a sandwich. I swear to God, I'll give you a sandwich. Go up and say that. And he doesn't look like it. Adam Schiff looks scared out of his mind, still with the eyes. And these guys, I'm telling you, these guys don't seem to be in the game at all. But go to the cities across the United States of America the way the president does with these opportunity zones. Michael Lindell is on the show. Michael, tell us about that with Ben Carson, what they're doing. They're doing something. Meantime, no, she just doesn't want. She's just going to go up and they're going to say anti-Semitic things, going to say things about America. And then this is the coup de grace for me. Is when Omar says she speaks in glowing terms about Al-Qaeda, about a professor she had that... Now, excuse me. You feel it, I feel it. You're listening, you know it, and I see it on your tweets. In your mind, when you start talking about how great Al-Qaeda is and Hezbollah is, and you can't say America in the same breath as Al-Qaeda, then you know what? You get the hell out of the country. And that's me talking. Now, is that racist that I say that? I wonder if there's some, and why, what kills me is that Pelosi doesn't step up. She knows better. I know there's infighting. I know the Democrats are falling apart. I know we're supposed to just let them self-destruct. But goodness gracious, how do you say those things and let it go? So what does the president do? He puts a tweet out. He goes, watch this. Boom. He knows what's going to happen. He knows exactly what's going to happen. And but why can't a reporter, one reporter, why does it have to be me on the radio show every morning with you and I, it just being the only one to say, go back to the source. Where has the problem started? And it starts with Ilhan Omar and that big mouth of hers, that big racist anti-American mouth of hers. It's her fault. She's the one. And before you start accusing the president, before you start accusing people in the crowd at a rally, go back to Ilhan Omar and talk to her. Meantime, she goes back. And I saw it. Anyone who mentioned it, Frankie mentioned it in the news. She goes back to Minnesota. They give her, and you know it's all staged. It's all staged. You know what all those people, they're going, welcome home, Ilhan. Welcome home, Ilhan. Oh, get out of here. Useful idiots. That's what you are. Useful idiots. You're going to turn around. You're going to lose your country if you don't watch it. And shame on the mainstream media for not going back, for opening up your network newscast talking about the president being racist, number one. Shame on Nancy Pelosi for actually putting some kind of initiative through the House of Representatives calling the president racist. Oh, my gosh. Look at what is being said about America. Look what's being said about our Jewish friends and about Israel. They go, and the president explains it. They don't even acknowledge it. Inexcusable. Fired up, Piscopo, in the morning, 717-877-970-2999. Give us a call on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Mark Serrano is going to join us. We'll get into politics with Mr. Serrano. I mentioned this earlier. Mark had called me and said, Joe, do you want to? Would you like to attend something at Bedminster, at the Trump National in Bedminster? This is a great golf club. I mean, it's unbelievable. I love that it's in Jersey. I got to tell you right now, it's in Jersey. It's great. So would you come by? And the president's coming in, and he's doing a fundraiser, and maybe you can go in, and you can welcome everybody. And I said, you mean I'm going to go there? I said, is the president going to be there? He goes, yes, the president's going to be there. So I'm sure that he won't even know that I'm there, but I will be there just to be part of that whole thing. And I the president's coming to Jersey. I love that it's in New Jersey, and it's great the way you see that's out my neck of the woods, by the way. As you go out by 78, you know, and you see the Secret Service guys, they lock down the whole area around the Trump National. they lock it down. It's pretty darn impressive. And I'll be proud to be there. So I'll be with my, I'm pro America. That's what we are. I believe in America first. So we'll be there with Mark Serrano today, and Mark will tell us about it when he joins us just a little while. Bob Barr is going to come up in just a second. He's the congressman from Georgia. We're going to talk about this impeachment situation and more from the Mueller testimony. Oh, my God, it won't go away. Mr. Mike Lindell, Mr. My Pillow. Coming in live. Jeffrey Lyons will be with us, tell you what films you want to see. Very excited to talk to Steve Guttenberg. Great guy. I met Steve a couple times. He's got a new film called Miss Arizona, and Mr. Guttenberg will join us. Nicole Malliotakis on the show. Congressman Lee Zeldin. There it is. Frankie Five Boroughs puts together a blockbuster show on this Friday just for you. And Debbie Duhaime to top it off. That's a cherry on a Sunday. There's Debbie right at 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. Hi, Debbie. All set for the weekend, are you, girl?
Yeah, and by the way, I love Steve Guttenberg. He's a great actor. You know, he's so fun.
He really is. And Cocoon, mm-hmm. Remember in Cocoon, he did that great movie, the Ron Howard movie Cocoon, which
he's
was great.
So many. He's just so good.
And kind of. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to have some fun on this Friday, despite trying to get through all the craziness. Oh, Debbie,
right,
my goodness.
Right,
and not to mention the traffic, Deb. Oh my gosh, today mm-hmm. I got to bolt out of town quickly.
Right.
You know, because I know at the Holland Tunnel it jams up starting when about now.
Yeah, right about now. Especially with the president coming around,
I know.
It's going to get a little crazy
out
in
there.
Your neck of the woods over there in Hunterdon County.
How are we looking right now, Deb? Mm-hmm. 20 minutes after 7, Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, let's take it out to the LIE right now. You're pretty busy westbound LIE, that ramp into Van Dam Street, an accident there. Also on the Grand Central Parkway heading west, right at LaGuardia, a collision there as well. It's going to be busy on the eastbound Grand Central, right at Kew Gardens, a collision. About 5 minutes in at the GWB, so you're okay right now there. Lincoln Tunnel, 20 minutes in. Holland, 15 to 20 in. Outbound at the Holland right now, Joe, you're actually moving okay. Let's see what's happening on the New Jersey Turnpike. The Western Spur North at 16W. That disabled truck is still out there. And it's an accident with injuries over on 1 and 9. 1 and 9 North at Woodlawn Avenue over in Linden. Pretty serious accident. A lot of activity over at the scene in that area. And heading over to 84 westbound building, heading out towards 684. Sunny this afternoon, high of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors are ready to help with advice, dedicated one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, and more. To speak with an advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
It's not always serious with Eric Metaxas.
If you buy anything from MyPillow.com, if you order anything from there, please use the code Eric or Metaxas. You will get our special discount. You ought to know that most of those other discounts end up feathering the nests of communist dictators.
What?
You should be, you should be aware of that.
Oh.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 after Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, Boeing says it will have expenses of nearly $5 billion in the spring quarter because of the grounding of its 737 MAX jets. Boeing reports earnings next week. The expense is expected to erase any profit for Boeing in the quarter. Microsoft reported a stronger than expected spring quarter. Its cloud computing business made up a third of its sales. Microsoft also owns search engine Bing, Skype, and business social network LinkedIn. WeWork co-founder and chief executive Adam Neumann has cashed out more than $700 million from the company. The Wall Street Journal says it's an unusual move because WeWork is preparing to go public. Stocks closed slightly higher yesterday. The Dow was up 3, the Nasdaq added 22, the S&P up 10. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy.
Rock.com Studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
That's what you want to listen to. John Catsimatidis, Sunday morning, 8:30, right here on AM 970. The Answer. Episcopal in the Morning, 7:25. Bob Barr is going to join us momentarily. I want to tell you about Empire State Bank. I love Empire State Bank. I love Phil Guarneri, the whole team at Empire State Bank. I had a great dinner with them last week. I just had a great time with Phil. He's such a good guy, so committed to the community. Esmeralda was there. Lisa was there. Jeannie was there. Just love Empire State Bank. I'd love to tell you about something that can help you. The banking professionals at Empire State Bank provide in-depth knowledge, you know, and experience with a personal touch, all aimed at helping your business succeed and prosper. They believe at Empire State Bank, when small businesses succeed, our communities succeed. And I see that firsthand as Phil is all over. He takes his whole team. They go all over New York, all over the whole lower Hudson Valley. You got to love Empire State Bank. Just ask Jeannie Sarno. She's the vice president, the first vice president, business relationship manager at Empire State Bank.
You know, Joe, it's all about communities with us at Empire State Bank. We understand the needs of small businesses, and we make lending decisions based on the needs of the business. We make visits to our local stores, our restaurants, and we see firsthand what is needed from that business. We assist to help them grow and make their business more successful.
Thank you, Jeannie. So true. You know, you have many banking choices, but none that deliver. That personal touch that I'm telling you about, that I have seen personally firsthand, that you will experience at Empire State Bank. They're in Staten Island, Brooklyn, the lower Hudson Valley, Empire State Bank. Visit, please, ESBNA.com. ESBNA.com. Empire State Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
My wife told me to be polite this evening. By the way, she'd be with us tonight, my lovely wife Barbara, but unfortunately she swam in our pool today with her jewelry on and drowned.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
That's terrible. That's Don Rickles, as only Rickles could say. Hey, good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 727. Bob Barr, the former Republican congressman from Georgia, a former U.S. attorney and former Libertarian candidate for president. Mr. Barr, welcome back to the show, sir. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, Joe. Thank you. You got me just as I'm heading out to Las Vegas, Nevada for a convention called Freedom Fest. I'll be out there for the weekend, basking in that 106-degree heat or whatnot.
I know Vegas gets hot, but it's a dry heat. It's a congressman, it's a dry heat, so it shouldn't bother you too much, right? Don't you love when they say that?
Yeah, call me up when I'm out there and tell me that.
Congressman, you know, we appreciate you joining us this morning. You were one of the impeachment managers during the Clinton impeachment. You know, and again, I don't understand any of this, sir, so maybe you could walk us through it. How would you compare that vote on impeachment to this week, to what you guys did 20 years ago? I mean, there's no real comparison, or is there, sir?
There isn't. It's the difference between how adults do their work and children.
Whoa.
Back in 1998, when we issued articles of impeachment out of the Judiciary Committee, we issued a report that had page after page after page of very specific fact-based evidence that President Clinton had engaged in obstruction of justice and perjury. And this was based on long hearings that we had in the Judiciary Committee, the extensive report that said that Judge Starr sent to the House. Compare that to what happened in the House the other day with this document that Al Green threw on the House floor. Nothing to back it up. It's just a political diatribe against the president. There's no comparison whatsoever. And what Al Green and the Democrats who allowed this to come to the floor permitted to happen is they basically handed Trump the campaign issue. Look, they tried to impeach me and they could only get 95 votes. I mean, it's ridiculous, and it shows the utter lack of leadership on the part of the Democratic Party in the House right now.
Yeah, Bob Barr, amen, sir. You know, it's confusing for me, I'm telling you, and I see Al Green get up there. He seems like a nice guy, you know? And I watch him on television. He seems like a nice guy. But they say, we're going to impeach the president. And Maxine Waters, oh, my gosh, if she keeps railing about this, impeach 45, impeach 45. What is the obstruction of justice? They never, not one person, Congressman, has said when they talk about impeaching Donald Trump, they've never broke it down exactly what is the obstruction of justice. What is it? What is it that you're going to impeach the president? Am I wrong? Am I missing something here, sir?
No, you're absolutely correct. And you look, for example, at the Mueller report, and I guess Mueller will be before the House next week.
Oh, I can't wait.
Which I think is a mistake for him.
Yep.
I think all he's
yep.
going to do is destroy his credibility. But there is no obstruction. In the case of Clinton, there was a grand jury proceeding that was moving forward under Ken Starr, and it was very clear what we found in that case, that the president had taken very explicit steps to keep Monica Lewinsky from testifying truthfully. That's very different from these general statements that the Democrats are throwing around, and even Mueller. Try as he might, for month after month after month, millions of taxpayer dollars, thousands of interviews, he couldn't even come up with obstruction of justice.
Should he, Bob Mueller said, I got nothing, folks, I'm sorry, $30 million down the drain, my bad, let's move on.
He should have, but I think his ego wouldn't let him. He's a very egotistical man, despite the fact that the Democrats and even some of the Republicans say, oh, he's such a nice guy and so professional and so forth. That report that he issued was not professional. It was not his job. His job, had he taken it according to the terms of the letter that establishes his power, his charge, would have been to see if there was any collusion between the administration and the Trump, between the administration and Russia. He didn't. And that should have been the end of it. But instead, he kept going and going and going, just hoping and hoping and hoping that he would find something to pin on the president. That's not the job of the prosecutor. You don't go out to find a crime.
Mm-hmm.
You go out to investigate crimes and put together a solid case. He failed to do that.
And Bob Barr with Piscopo in the morning, Congressman from Georgia, former U.S. Attorney at 7:32 with Joe on the radio. And Congressman, if I may, I have to be honest with you, because I never understood the impeachment proceedings to Bill Clinton. I thought it was kind of a waste of time. You and I have chatted about this before, and I've talked to Judge Starr about this as well, with respect and immense respect for you and the judge, certainly. But is this more a political tool than anything else, even in the case of Bill Clinton, sir?
Two things here, Joe. First of all, is I think we also have talked about in the past, the original inquiry of impeachment that I filed in November of 1997, long before we heard about Monica Lewinsky,
Whitewater,
was based on far different criteria.
Yep.
It was based on violations of law with regard to selling technology to China, campaign law violations, and so forth.
Right,
so that,
right.
I think, would have been a much stronger case. However, with regard to the Clinton impeachment, the Clinton machine did a very good job of convincing a lot of people that it was just about personal behavior, that it was not about politics. and that it was not about the law. Similar to a case that I handled when I was U.S. attorney and here in Georgia against a Republican sitting congressman, perjury is a very serious crime. And had Clinton not, if Clinton just lied, I mean, that's one thing. But when you lie under oath in a formal judicial proceeding, as he did, that's a very serious crime. And so I think that despite the fact that it did have sort of a sordid underbelly, it really was a very serious and very appropriate impeachment.
Wow. Great chat with Bob Barber. Before we let you go, Congressman, and get out to Vegas, you were a prosecutor before going to Congress, sir. Give us your take, if you would, on prosecutors releasing all these documents related to the raid on Michael Cohen's office.
Michael Cohen certainly is not a hero to the legal community. It's very unfortunate. The way that raid was conducted, I think, is a little bit troubling. And releasing a lot of that information that doesn't need to be released is a little bit bothersome, too. These cases do have a tendency, as you've indicated, if you're not careful, to become very political. And we need to do a better job of stopping that.
And they go in, they're raiding it. What about the lawyer-client privilege, sir? That's what gets me crazy about the Michael Cohen situation. The DOJ went right in there. And now it's all public. A judge just the other day says, oh, it could all be public. It just seems so unfair, Bob Barr, do you know?
I share your concern on that, Joe. I really do.
I appreciate it.
There are times when if a lawyer is engaged in criminal activity with a client on current ongoing matters or planned criminal activity, that they can secure a warrant. But it should be something that is very narrowly crafted, very carefully executed, and not just thrown out there for the public for political purposes or whatever.
Congressman, you're out for the weekend in Vegas?
I'm out there for the weekend in Las Vegas. No. Freedom Fest.
Well, have fun, Bob. You know what? We appreciate you. Great chat, Congressman. Thanks for joining us, and please come back again, sir.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Bob Barr right there. He's a former Republican congressman from Georgia, former U.S. attorney. Piscopo in the morning. Mark Serrano is going to join us coming up momentarily. Your phone calls always on the Balance of Nature phone lines, 877-970-2990, 736. Frank Morano's here with the headline news, live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
74 degrees at 7:36. I'm Frank Morano with your local news first. Here's what's going on. This weekend's New York City Triathlon is being canceled due to concerns about the extreme heat. Organizers announced on Twitter that it's canceling the race with great disappointment. No alternate date is being set, and officials say participants who are registered can receive a refund in full. They're planning to hold the next New York City Triathlon on July 19th, 2020. And despite word out of Washington, Iran says it has no information on a drone downed over the Strait of Hormuz. President Trump said yesterday the drone had threatened the USS Boxer, an amphibious assault ship. Trump said the drone was destroyed after ignoring orders to stand down. There's been a suggestion out of Tehran today that the U.S. Navy may have accidentally taken out one of its own drones. And in sports, the Yankees won both games of a doubleheader against the Rays in the Bronx, while the Mets were beat by the Giants in San Francisco in 16 innings by a score of 3-2 in a game that didn't end until about 2 a.m. this morning, our time. Sports is brought to you by Modell Sporting Goods. You got to go to Moe's. And if you're stuck in traffic, you've got to go to Debbie Duhaime.
Thanks a lot, Frank. Let's see what's happening with Metro North. It delays of 15 minutes on the Harlem and New Haven lines. No problems on the LIRR New Jersey Transit. Still moving okay as you head to the subways. Harlem River Drive, southbound busy down through the 140s. Eastbound belt slowing down by Francis Lewis Boulevard, a crash over there. It's still kind of busy on the Grand Central Parkway East right at Kew Gardens with an accident blocking one lane. It's pretty solid for you as you head to the Meadowbrook southbound getting down toward Loop Parkway. A crash there, two lanes blocked. Inbound GWV is moving okay. Lincoln, 20 minutes in. Holland, only 5 minutes in. Not too bad out of town right now at the Holland. Traffic moving solely on 23 southbound by Booten Avenue, getting down through Butler. Looks like an accident in the right lane. And 1 and 9 northbound in Linden, an accident was just cleared away. Looks like we'll see some sunshine this afternoon. Hot, a high of 91. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's.
Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only. It's time for the AM 970 $1,000 Daily Cash Giveaway. Enter now for your chance to win $1,000 by using keyword chicken at am970theanswer.com. This is an Aptivada summer contest with participation from several broadcast company television and radio stations. For each opportunity to win, one winner will be randomly selected from all entries received nationwide. Once again, you have until 10 o'clock this morning to enter keyword chicken at am970theanswer.com. That's keyword chicken at am970theanswer.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
While I'm searching for the perfect balance, there's hundreds of thousands of chemicals just in an apple alone, and hundreds of thousands in an orange, and all of them. If I can just remove the water without damaging all of the other chemistry, then I can pack it more dense. I never imagined that I would be able to get it down to three fruit capsules and three vegetable capsules and have the same nutrient value as eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables every day.
Experience the difference for yourself. Receive 25% off your first preferred purchase of Balance of Nature. Plus, get a set of convenient travel bottles containing a free additional week's supply of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You will still receive free shipping on every order. This is a limited offer and may end at any time. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Hey, Joe, on the radio. Good morning, good morning. I dropped my headphones. My headphones went to the floor. Mark Serrano coming up momentarily. Can I tell you about MyPillow? You know I like telling you about MyPillow? Not just because Mike Lindell's coming in live in the studio next hour. Yes, he is. But Mike calls. He called me a couple months ago, I guess it was, right? And they say, hey, Joe, I got this great deal for you. And he came up with it overnight. He gets these visions. And he had this vision to get you a pillow at $34.99 per pillow. How about that? Boom. This is the two-pack of MyPillow's premiums. It's for $69.98. It comes to $34.99 per pillow. And like Mike told me when he called the show, remember, he said, this is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, you know, lowest price ever. And it is exactly that. Now, this offer is only available at MyPillow.com or 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. You got to use the promo code AM970, please. And ever since I've been sleeping under my pillow, no more folding the pillow in half, you know, hitting the pillow, moving around like that. No, my pillow stays cool all night long, keeps its shape. You know what I love about it? When you call 800-651-0798, use the promo code AM970, you get this great deal from Mike Lindell. You get a 60-day money-back guarantee. The pillow comes with a 10-year warranty, a 10-year warranty. And that My Pillow, it's made in the United States of America. So get a two-pack of My Pillow's premiums, please, for $69.98. That's only $34.98 per pillow. Again, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. You can go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Please remember to use the promo code AM970.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970, The Answer.
You know what's tough about seeing people when they have a baby is that you have to match their level of enthusiasm. You know what I mean? They're always so excited. What do you think of them? What do you think? Just once, I would like to meet a couple that goes, you know, we're not that happy with them, frankly. I think we really made a big mistake. We should have got an aquarium. You want them? We don't even want them. You want them?
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
Thank you, Matt. Piscopo the morning. Jerry Seinfeld, the great, the one, the only. 743 with Joe on the radio. Mark Serrano is president of Proactive Communications. He's a Republican strategist and veteran digital media professional, and he's a close friend of mine. Mark, welcome to the show, brother. How you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Beautiful day. Good to talk to you.
Hey, well, you know, I really appreciate you calling. You don't forget. You don't forget your friends. And you get the call. Tell me if I can't talk about it on the air. I'll stop right here if I can't talk about it. But when you made the call. call just the other day. He said, Joe, I got maybe would you like to go to this fundraiser for President Trump? And we appreciate all that you say about President Trump. And when you and then I go, really? I said, is the president going to be there? And you said, well, of course the president's going to be there, you know? And so thank you for that, because, you know, I don't push myself. I know what's good. I know what's right for the country, but I don't go looking for it. So, but thank you for that. You're going to be there tonight, correct?
Well, oh, yeah. Well, look, hopefully a couple of Jersey boys won't stick out too badly, right, with this wonderful crowd here with the president.
I know. Listen.
No, I'm so happy. I'm so happy you're going to be around. You know, you love America.
Yeah, man.
Donald Trump loves America. And, you know, look, Joe, look where we were just 1 week ago. The Democrats were in a total civil war. Nancy Pelosi was being attacked as racist by members of the House of Representatives on the Democrat side. And Donald Trump actually defended Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
Here we are a week later, and what did Donald Trump accomplish? Now Nancy and Pelosi and these radicals in Congress, now they're on the same team again. and Nancy Pelosi has to own that. This far-left radical agenda is now Nancy Pelosi's to own, once again. I'm telling you, he's just too smart.
And he's manipulating the press, and you see it. And when it happens, and he knows exactly what he's doing. But the first of all, going back to the origin of all this, when he tweeted that out and said, look, you know, if you don't like it here, why don't you go to the other country? I saw no racism in any tweet. I saw no. And my friends will still tell me, no, it was racist. I don't see the racism there. Mark, I said it weeks prior to that. I said, if Omar doesn't like what she's, why don't she go to Somalia and help out Somalia? I mean, that's not racist. That's a nice suggestion that a lot of us wish that she would do, for crying out loud, Mark.
Joe, it's those radicals. They're the ones who care about race. You know what color Donald Trump sees? Green. He wants everybody in America to prosper. That's the color he cares about, okay?
Yeah.
He doesn't. It's just they're so obsessed, Joe, with race because identity is their lifeblood.
Yeah.
Right? It's their life. It's what they rely. It's what they. Take a look at this, Joe.
Yeah.
Of all weeks, when Donald Trump is speaking for the average American, when he's calling these people out for their radicalism and their anti-Americanism and their anti-Israel comments, of all weeks, this week, Ilhan Omar was one of only three members of the House of Representatives to sponsor a resolution attacking Israel.
Why? To that point,
it's this whole attack, this BDS movement. Of all weeks, Joe, why did she sponsor that resolution this week? Because she hates Israel, and she made it clear. And Donald Trump is going to hold her accountable to that, because that's what we're up. That's the stakes next year, Joe. That's why, you know, today's fundraiser is important. That's why the rally the other night was so important.
Yep.
Because, you know, that's what's at stake is these people. They represent the Democrat Party, and Nancy Pelosi can't escape that now.
Yeah.
And that's what's at stake. That's what Donald Trump is so good at. He's so masterful at painting this picture to say, look, do you want proven results and patriotic leadership, or do you want radicalism that includes tax cuts, new regulations, stripping you of your freedoms and your individual liberties? That's what's at stake. And so of all weeks, can you believe she did that?
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. And answer me this, Mark. When they don't, I say go back to who started all this with the tweets and the send her back. It started with Omar. And then why didn't, when they said, oh, we're going to put this resolution through the House about racism, they never mentioned Omar's name. They never mentioned her name.
Right.
But the second this fake news, this created narrative that the president is racist, they put that through the House of Representatives. I mean, it's inexcusable that no one is calling them out. And when the president calls them out, and the press is just obsessed with anything that goes up against the president. But I agree with you. I think he's manipulating the whole thing. I think he knows exactly where he's going with it.
Absolutely.
And at this point, Mark, and you're right in the thick of it, I see a landslide. I see a landslide, Donald Trump winning in a landslide. I don't see anybody that can go up against him. Am I wrong in that, Mark Serrano?
Well, the things are looking good, and, you know, we don't want to take anything for granted.
Yeah, good point.
We're going to have to really fight hard, because look what we're up against.
Look what the Silicon Valley is doing to conservatives online and social media.
Yep.
You know, look at the look, you know, every member, every Democrat running for president next year wants to give illegal aliens free health care. I mean, that's, you know, we've got to be very careful because we have got to work hard to earn this. I agree. And he's looking fantastic, you know, but it's outrageous that we're in this position. It's the media is obsessed over it. I always say, Joe, whenever there's some controversy and this knee-jerk reaction to what Donald Trump said or what he tweeted,
I always say,
go back and read it. What exactly did he say?
Thank you.
Let's take a close look at that.
Yep, exactly.
And where did this idea of race? There wasn't a tinge of race in his original tweet. These people are obsessed with it because it's their lifeblood, political lifeblood, is identity, it's race, it's gender, and that's not what regular folks working hard to make a living in New York and New Jersey and across the country, they don't care about that stuff.
It's so
true. They care about their paycheck.
Yeah, and then Kim Kardashian, you know, she publicly thanks Donald Trump and Jared Kushner for their efforts on criminal justice reform, and something tells me that no one is going to be thanking Kamala Harris for her efforts, Mark, you know? I mean,
Here's why Kim Kardashian, here's why that's important, Joe.
Yeah.
While this maelstrom is going on with the media, right? Somebody like Kim Kardashian, she's got $1 billion brand, Joe. $1 billion brand. Do you think she takes risks with that brand? She's going to protect that brand above all else.
And yet,
what does she do in the midst of a maelstrom this week? She congratulates Donald Trump for something that she believes in and that he's supporting. And let me tell you, there's no color involved there, Joe. He doesn't care. He believes in freedom. He believes in the First Step Act, which is releasing people from prison who never should have been there or should never have had such long sentences. And that's what Kim Kardashian, that to me really stands out, where someone like her, she was at the White House only about a month ago at an event for the second step. She was there for that. I mean, she got $1 billion brand, and she's going to take a risk with that. It's because Donald Trump delivers results. She's a smart businesswoman. I give her that. And she sees it, and she'll back him up.
Mark Serrano. Mark, thanks for thinking of me. We went to Liberty University. We had a blast with President Falwell. That was spectacular.
Man, that was so
and then thanks for thinking about me today. Because you know what's great about today?
Are you kidding me? This is Jersey, man. Jersey, America. We belong there.
And you know what? It's on my way home, so I love it. You know? It's right there. What exit, Mark?
Yeah. A couple Jersey boys. We may stand out a little bit.
All right. We'll be on our best behavior. Mark Serrano, thank you, my friend. I'll see you a little bit, Mark. Thanks, brother.
Okay, see you later, Joe.
Appreciate it. President of Proactive Communications. He's a Republican strategist, veteran digital media professional. Mark Serrano right there. 751. Debbie's out there looking out for you. And you know what, Deb? I better get out of town, yeah? I think Big Mike's going to come in and get me out of here. Because
so
it's
you don't
just
have to deal, right?
Oh, goodness gracious.
Driving.
You know,
excuse me, Mr. President. Sorry to be late.
I'm stuck in that typical traffic.
Sorry,
getting out of the city.
He'll say you didn't hear Debbie Duhaime tell you to get out.
Come on, President Trump, aren't you listening to us? Come on now. You'll see what was happening.
No one to be late for the president. So thank you, Debbie.
Be awesome.
Debbie's looking out for you. 752 on AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Let's see what's happening right now. It looks like you're moving okay as you go to the Holland Tunnel out of town right now, Joe. Later on, things could change. Right now, the inbound side of the Holland Tunnel, that's still only 5 minutes as well, so pretty light. It's kind of busy at the inbound Lincoln. That's about 30 minutes in. It's a stalled vehicle over in the South Tube. Inbound GWB moving along okay. No major problems heading through there. Traffic is building over on Route 1 southbound at Old Post Road in Edison. 440 southbound into Perth Amboy. Getting reports of a collision there. It's going to be stop and go for you on the Cross Bronx West at White Plains Road with an accident. And still seeing volume here on the eastbound belt by Francis Lewis Boulevard. Accident finally cleared. LIE westbound slowing down through the BQE through the construction zone, and traffic moving a little bit slowly on Sunrise Highway westbound, getting out past the area of 109 with an accident being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone, and I'm on the air here Saturdays from 9 to 10. The show is Bagels and Broadway, celebrating theater and food in New York and sometimes around the world. This week, the producer of a documentary about comedy icon Sid Caesar, Jeffrey Panzer, on
entrepreneur Darren Sussman, who has a company providing financial wellness for the working actor and artist. Fabulous cabaret singer and comedian Tori Scott will also be on the show, and there's much more. Saturday, it's a date. Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, at 9.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce, and no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hi, AM970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Once upon a time, many years ago, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. I believe they called it a phone book. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
We've come a long way. Now, there's Salem Surround. We help deliver customers right to your front door with targeted digital marketing. These are the tools of the 21st century smart businesses use to succeed. And our team at Salem Surround can guide you through all the available options with the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof so you can spend time taking care of your customers. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. With Salem Surround, there are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 5 minutes before 8 o'clock. Oh, we got weather coming up. It's going to be a hot one. I worry about you. Please, please, please hydrate. Be careful. In the meantime, you want to call Route 22 Toyota? Come on. Route in a nice air-conditioned showroom. Oh, looking at cars in New Jersey. Does it get better than that? I mean, really, right? Route 22 Toyota. You're going to love Iggy, my man Iggy. He's the best. Iggy Giuffre, Carmelo, and Chester, and a beautiful family. That is Route 22 Toyota. I keep telling you about Alex Cancella. What do I tell you about Alex Cancella? We should do quizzes about the commercials that I read, right? 0% APR financing, Mr. Piscopo, up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You are correct, sir. Now, my buddy Alex wants you to experience the new smart way to service at Route 22 Toyota. You got the first five callers next 5 minutes. I'm going to give you past 8 o'clock, right past 8 o'clock, because I am Mr. Generosity. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota if you call 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out that largest indoor automobile, air-conditioned automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Check out the state-of-the-art service center on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. And now, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get this free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter. Again, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Iggy, Alex, Carmelo, the family. That is Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hi. Who do we got? Who do we got, Matt? Matt is on there.
From AccuWeather.
Good morning.
Hey, hi. What's his name, Matt? Matt told me 10 times already.
Max. It's Max Vito.
Max Vito. No, you didn't tell me Max Vito. He said, give me another name. Max, I know you, man. How you doing, brother? How are you?
I'm doing all right. Good. Getting prepared for this heat.
Hey, Max, it's going to be like crazy, crazy hot, like dangerous hot, right?
Yeah, so yeah, we're looking at the hottest air of the summer this weekend, so far at least. So with that, excessive heat warnings in place from noon today through 8 p.m. on Sunday. That's to ensure people that take the extra precautions if you work outside or plan to spend some time outside.
All right.
Today will just be a taste of the hot weather. Once these clouds clear for sunshine,
all right,
it'll quickly turn steamy, a high of 91 this afternoon, but it'll feel like it's close to 100 today.
And tomorrow yeah. we'll hit 100, right?
Yeah, tomorrow we're looking at upper 90s to near 100. It's going to feel like it's near 110 in the afternoon.
Wow.
So that's some that's some real heat right there.
Max Vito. Great job, Max Vito. Thanks. Mike Lindell on the show. Steve Guttenberg as well. Piscopo in the morning. Coming right back at you.
News. Opinion. Passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
73 degrees at 7:59. I'm Frank Morano with Local News First. Here's what's going on. The health department is checking out the water system at a public housing apartment building in Harlem because of the potential for Legionnaires' disease.
What?
NYCHA residents at the Drew Hamilton houses are being told to stop using the water. Two residents in the building contracted Legionnaires' disease within the past year. The health department is meeting with residents at 7 o'clock tonight on the issue. And as you heard Max Vito and Joe Piscopo just talking about, the excessive heat is causing all sorts of problems, including canceling horse races in Saratoga Springs. The New York Racing Association is calling off all races slated for the Saratoga race course tomorrow, where temperatures are expected to hover around the 100-degree mark with high humidity.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.